Remotes, radio, don't draw identity, orientation. It's WGXC's Spring Summer 2016 Pledge Drive. Please donate and help us thrive. Find out how by visiting WGXC.org.
Relentless, R, details, informal.
Record, repeat, range, air, during daily is.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Accra, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June 21st, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan Gilson is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Columbia Green Community College Board of Trustees voted on Monday, June the 20th, to increase tuition by 4.5% for the upcoming school year. The increase translates into an additional $96 per semester for a full-time student. The increase must now be approved by the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, the Greene County Legislature, and SUNY. This will be the second tuition increase for the school in as many years. The 2015-16 budget increased fees by 3%. School administrators attribute the increases to shortages in state funding. This year, Columbia and Greene counties are being asked to contribute a total of $5.45 million in funding, or more than 32% of the total budget, according to budget figures. Campion said, and I quote, "The counties have been very, very generous," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Senegra is warning residents to have some common sense if they cross the path with a large black bear that has been wandering the village streets and nearby neighborhoods for at least 3 weeks. Senegra said that there have been reports of the bear up and down Main Street. He said, and I quote, "Last Saturday night, they were chasing him down in Glasgow. He got into a beekeeper spot in Glasgow behind St. Joseph's Church Rectory Hall," end quote. The chief said he was surprised that anyone would chase a bear, a creature generally faster and stronger than most humans. He said, and I quote, "The worst thing you can do is chase them," end quote. Senegra said the best way to react to a bear encounter, if on foot, is to walk in the opposite direction slowly and then contact the police. The chief added, and I quote, "Don't sit there and try to take pictures of it," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting at Capital Confidential that state legislators approved bullet aid Friday, the last day of the 2016 legislative session. The aid is traditionally awarded to school districts, public libraries, and nonprofits statewide who are represented by members of the Senate majority. The grants and aid will be used in the upcoming 2016-17 school year. Locally, recipients of the lawmakers' largesse include Germantown Central School District, $15,500, Chatham Central School District, $15,000, Berkshire Union Free School District, $5,000, Questar 2 BOCES, $4,000, Cairo Public Library, $3,500, Chatham Public Library, $2,500, German Public Library, $2,500, Valencia Free Library, $2,500, and Catskill Public Library, $1,500. Casey Sealer is reporting at Capitol Confidential that the U.S. Supreme Court early on Monday, June the 20th, declined to hear a challenge to a Connecticut law that expanded the definition of banned assault weapons in that state. The court's action likely dooms similar challenges to the SAFE Act in New York and statutes in several other states. Last October, the Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the constitutionality of the Connecticut law and the SAFE Act, both laws that passed in response to the 2012 killing in Newton, Connecticut. The Second Circuit Court concluded the core provisions of the assault weapons ban in both states do not violate the Second Amendment. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, Times Union blog. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Village Board has given the go-ahead to look into funding options for a new loader for the Village Department of Public Works. DPW head Philip Genovese said at the June board meeting that the loader currently being used by the department is 24 years old and leaking oil. He said, and I quote, "It's getting tired," end quote. The loader is a piece of machinery with a bucket for moving earth or other materials and is used by the DPW crew every day, Genovese said. The payments for the new $139,000 loader would be approximately $16,000 a year and be shared among the water, sewer, and streets department. He said, and I quote, "I think we could find the money and not have to burden the taxpayers," end quote. Genovese said the village could sell the old loader for $20,000. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Today is day 4 of the extended WGXE All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff are in the process of raising $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400. Or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 80 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 55. Forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Wednesday night, increasing clouds with a low around 53. And on Thursday, showers are likely with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Then a chance of showers between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 5:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 21st day of June 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
I'm DJ Neva Wartell and special guest Jen Dubois. So, one more time, we're going to ask you to call.
Sí, por favor, llame 518-697-7400 para hacer una donación o visitar a la web wgxc.org y hacer el botón de donar. Gracias.
And the
and
number
in English,
518-697-7400 and wgxc.org/donate. Thank you very much for anybody who has called.
New York's bald eagle population is on the rebound. Monday was National American Eagle Day, and for the second year in a row, three bald eagle fledglings have taken flight in the Nature Conservancy's Meshomek Preserve on Shelter Island. Mike Scheibel, manager of the preserve, says that is real cause for celebration.
We are witnessing one of the most remarkable conservation success stories of our time, due in large part to the removal of DDT from widespread agricultural use.
DDT, a potent insecticide that interferes with birds' ability to reproduce, was banned in 1972. 50 years ago, bald eagles had all but disappeared from New York. According to Scheibel, back then, the eggs laid by a nesting pair near Hemlock Lake in upstate New York were no longer hatching.
By 1965, it was the last known bald eagle nest in New York State. So we're essentially down to nothing. One pair of eagles that was experiencing continued nesting failure.
In 1976, the Department of Environmental Conservation began bringing young birds in from other states to rebuild the population, and there are now an estimated 350 nesting pairs in the state. Scheibel likes to point out that groundbreaking work that made the connection between DDT and declining bird populations was done on Long Island.
I think the lesson is that it's good to think globally, as they say, but it's a reminder to us all that conservation can and does start locally.
The Nature Conservancy has preserved bald eagle habitat and protected waters that eagles depend on for food throughout New York State. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Focus. Focus. Every community benefits from having a public square, public parks, public amphitheaters, public fire hydrants, drinking fountains, swimming pools. The public airwaves belong to the public, a public space that is here, there, and everywhere. The local community, connected through invisible magic, the ability to be in two or more places at once, through the miracle of electromagnetic radiation. WGXC is a creative community radio station for Greene and Columbia counties in New York State's Mid-Hudson Valley, since time immemorial known for its great natural beauty. The land of Rip Van Winkle, the land of the Hudson River School painters, the land of video freaks. WGXC is committed to hands-on radio, available to all in the community. Music shows, contemporary, traditional, music from around the globe, jazz, rock and roll, classical, rap, country, avant-garde, novelty, popular, medieval, disco, skiffle, and much, much more. Programs about farming, economics, love, the criminal justice system, psychology, spiritual matters, call-in programs, and local events. Community radio, the most democratic medium there is, uniting disparate populations of Greene and Columbia counties, bridging the Hudson River. And radio has been informing, entertaining, exciting, and soothing listeners for generations. Every Saturday and every night after the midnight hour, Transmission Arts programming can be heard. Long after the sun has gone to bed, this is a special time for strange signals, sounds, noises, contact with far-out spaces, inner spaces, joy, fear, theory, spirits, the seldom heard or heard from. The sky's the limit. The Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, assigns licenses to broadcast over specific frequencies. Over time, these licenses have fallen almost exclusively into the hands of commercial interests. But the public should have control of the public airwaves and should have access to microphones, transmitters, loudspeakers, and exercise its inalienable right to perform civic duties on air. For commercial radio, turning a profit is the number one priority. Broadcasting advertisements and jingles, pay-to-play chart toppers, corporate invective, and other nuisances. Community radio is non-commercial. Its mission is to serve the community by putting local people at the controls, It's up close and personal, inclusive, friendly, and supported by listeners. And it doesn't cost you nothing to host a show on WGXC. You don't have to be a so-called professional at all. All you have to do is know what you want to do and do it. Programmers are volunteers, and most live in the area and can be heard far and near. Because of a dearth of available frequencies for non-commercial radio, micro-radio stations appeared. For these small unlicensed stations, the act of broadcasting was an act of civil disobedience. In 1997, Free 103.9 began microcasting, mounting antennas on Brooklyn rooftops with a signal heard by the surrounding blocks. The station was started by a group of artists interested in transmission as a creative medium, and Free 103.9 became an organization dedicated to transmission arts. In 2004, Free 103.9 expanded to Greene County, becoming known as the Wave Farm in Acre, New York, at the foot of the Catskill Mountains. The Wave Farm became a rural headquarters for transmission arts, radio transmission as a creative medium for all manner of endeavorists. It was here that the idea of a hands-on community radio station serving Greene and Columbia counties, WGXC, was conceived and made into a reality. If you have a portable radio with you, you could tune in right now. Radio where you can expect to hear children at large, orators, live freaks, DJs who sing along live with records, live private conversations when microphones are left on, laughing, crying, unrestrained weeping on and off the air. Young people holding court. Members of your local government. Dedicated collectors. And the rebroadcast of radio landmarks such as Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, Uncle Don's bloopers, historic speeches by American presidents, and old-time radio plays that aired before you were born. You may even hear a sampling of other radio stations, or the specialized broadcasts of weather radio, police radio, citizens band or CB radio, walkie-talkies, cell phones, shortwave, or ham radio. The diversity of the programming on WGXC was noticed immediately after going on the air.
I hear there's a hippie cult that has its own radio station.
Will it destroy the community?
No, it is the community.
I want to be on the radio too.
One might even call WGXC a utopian institution, a beacon of hope, a useful guiding light, a resource, a social chemistry laboratory, a land of liberty, a zoo, a haven, a convergence of every possible walk of life and reason for transmitting. Wave Farm's federally licensed WGXC 90.7 is listener-aided and abetted radio and is supported by listeners. You may listen to and support WGXC. By contacting WGXC.org, you can donate to the station. The broadcasts are also streamed live on the web or archived and can be heard at any time all over the world. But best of all, you can tune in locally on any FM radio, at home, at work, while driving. Yes, it is safe to listen to WGXC while operating a motor vehicle. Just turn on and tune in.
States that reduce their prison populations are seeing their crime rates go down too. In the 1990s, getting tough on crime led to a rapid rise in the number of people incarcerated. Now, with more than 2 million people behind bars, the United States has the largest prison population in the world. But according to James Cullen with the Brennan Center for Justice, a new state-by-state analysis of data from 2006 to 2014 shows reversing that trend doesn't increase crime.
Not only is it possible for states to lower incarceration and crime, but actually most states are already doing it. And that's important because it really shows us a pathway forward to solving mass incarceration.
27 states have reduced both incarceration and crime rates, including New York, where the prison population declined by 18% and crime fell by 17%. California reduced its incarceration rate by 27% with an almost equal drop in crime. But as Cullen points out, similar results have been achieved in states such as Texas and South Carolina.
So you're not just seeing a few states that you often think of as at the forefront of reforms, but you're seeing states that you wouldn't think about not only reforming, but reforming and staying safe, too.
Two out of three states that increased their prison populations in the same time period saw crime rates increase as well. The 1994 federal crime bill gave funding to states to increase incarceration, and the prison population exploded. Cullen says the Brennan Center is proposing legislation it calls the Reverse Mass Incarceration Act.
And the idea is the federal government portioning off $20 billion over 10 years, giving funding to states that are able to lower incarceration and crime. And we know from history that states are going to respond to those incentives.
Cullen notes that the Brennan Center analysis shows reducing crime and the prison population is not only possible, it's already happening. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Support for WGXC comes from listeners like you. It's listeners like you that make WGXC hands-on, independent public radio available to the community. Please join our pledge drive and make a difference today by making a donation at wgxc.org/donate or by calling 518-697-7400.
It's Tuesday, June 21, 2016.
40 million people are under a heat warning as temperatures soared above 120 degrees.
Heat wave shatters temperature records across the Southwest, and California's snowpack melts away.
Election days come and go.
Bernie Sanders wants you to fight climate change. Plus,
rising temperatures could mean no more glaciers at Glacier National Park.
President Obama warns climate change is coming for your national parks.
All of those warnings and more straight ahead. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Well, we have become more dependent on foreign energy.
Hey, what do you know? Trump surrogates know as much about energy as Trump does. This is your 700th Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, am I crazy or is it hot out here?
Oh, it is most certainly very hot out here.
And it seems a perfect time to shatter these records because this is, as I said, our 700th Green News Report. For 700 episodes, Desi Doyen, you have been warning America and the world about exactly what it seems that we are facing today here in Southern California with temperatures smashing records.
Yes, and you've been bringing the snark. But on to the story.
I knew I did something here.
A record intense heat wave gripping the Southwest has shattered multiple heat records and brought extreme fire danger across California, New Mexico, and Arizona. In Arizona, claiming at least 4 lives. Now, typically, the young and elderly are most at risk from heat waves, but these deaths were all hikers in their 20s. It was so hot outside that airlines diverted flights away from Phoenix due to the excessive heat, according to ABC News.
Remarkably, even airplanes have been affected. Airlines delaying some flights Sunday because at 120 degrees, the air is so thin it creates lift problems for planes.
Numerous studies have now shown that man-made global warming is already increasing the risk of such extreme heat events, now 5 times more likely to occur. The record heat wave is also creating extremely hazardous conditions for firefighters battling hundreds of wildfires across 9 states in the West amid triple-digit temperatures. One small spot of good news, firefighters at a fast-growing roaring wildfire near Santa Barbara, California, have succeeded so far in preventing the fire from reaching an ExxonMobil oil refinery.
Well, that's good.
Unfortunately, the U.S. Drought Monitor has issued another ominous report for California's record five-year drought. The intense El Nino this past winter did replenish many of Northern California's reservoirs, but the latest assessment shows that it barely dented Southern California's water supplies, and worse, thanks to an unusually warm spring, nearly all of California's mountain snowpack has now melted and is now at just 6% of normal.
Mm.
In politics, Senator Bernie Sanders, in an online speech to supporters last week, called on them to engage and step up in the fight against climate change as part of his political revolution. From committing to public service by running for office, he also urged them to focus on the decades-long issues of solving the nation's climate, energy, and infrastructure problems.
As we combat climate change and transform our energy system away from fossil fuels, we need scientists and engineers and entrepreneurs who will help us make energy efficiency, solar energy, wind energy, geothermal, and other developing technologies as efficient and cost-effective as possible.
Right now, it looks like if there is going to be any focus on climate change in the general election campaign, it will be over basic acceptance of science rather than the policy discussion of what to do about it that we really need to have and that Americans need to hear.
And more surrogates of Donald Trump telling people that energy costs more now than it did when Obama came to office. Which is not true, and that we're more reliant on foreign energy than before he came to office.
Which is also not true.
Correct.
Finally, this August marks the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service, and President Obama made the case for protecting our public lands and our national parks during a family trip to Yosemite National Park over the weekend, where he said the biggest challenge will be protecting these treasures from climate change.
Yosemite's largest glacier, once a mile wide, is now almost gone. We're also seeing longer, more expensive, more dangerous wildfire seasons, and fires are raging across the West right now. Rising temperatures could mean no more glaciers at Glacier National Park. And that's not the America I want to pass on to the next generation. That's not the legacy I think any of us want to leave behind.
Obama also said that our parks are huge economic engines. Every $1 invested in managing the public lands delivers $10 to local economies, 6 million jobs in the $650 billion outdoor recreation industry.
Thank you very much, Desi Doyen, for this, your 700th Green News Report.
You too.
Amazing. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to, please stop by our website at greennews.bradblog.com. And my thanks to those of you who have stopped by bradblog.com/donate to help us do what we do here now for 700 episodes over, I think, 8 years. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun. I got my 45 on, so I can rock on.
Vote for local news coverage in an era where local news coverage is shrinking more and more. The TV stations are not as many as they were before. Now they all share their coverage with each other, and so there are half as many television reporting stations out of Albany these days. The newspapers continue to shrink and go away. We just have the Columbia Green Media Group in the area, plus the Independent Columbia paper in Columbia County and the Greenville Pioneer in Greene County, and the Watershed Post blog and the Catskills and some others. So there's not too much local media covering local news items, talking to local newsmakers, interviewing your neighbors and friends on the air and sharing those in archived reports. But WGXC, please call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400 is the number to call.
You're
listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. The Chicago Teachers Union is turning an unpaid furlough day Wednesday into a fight-back day with five separate protest rallies. The union says teachers will converge on City Hall and other sites throughout downtown Chicago to call for just and progressive solutions for Chicago public schools. CTU is calling on Mayor Rahm Emanuel to fully fund public schools. The teachers are in the midst of negotiating another labor contract, and they maintain that Chicago's schools are broke on purpose. Some of the teacher protests Wednesday will target wealthy supporters of the mayor, who teachers say have profited from toxic swap banking deals in TIF tax districts, money that could go instead to fund public schools. Chicago teachers say they also will connect the dots in Wednesday's actions between Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner's anti-union turnaround agenda and the mayor's refusal to fully support public schools. Striking Minnesota registered nurse Bernadine Ingeldorf says while the employer, Allina Health, is focused on forcing nurses to change health care plans, the striking nurses also have other important issues that sent them to the picket lines.
We came to the table to talk about our staffing crisis in our hospital, issues around workplace violence, and assuring that we really have a voice for the nurses and for the patients in our facilities.
Thousands of nurses in Minnesota and California began a seven-day strike Sunday morning. Two maritime unions representing workers who guide oil tankers in Alaska's Prince William Sound are raising the alarm over cost-cutting measures that could threaten both the economy and the environment in Alaska. Joanne Powers has more.
They have launched the Sound Jobs for Alaska campaign, including television ads and an online petition, to challenge plans to replace Crowley Maritime Services with low-cost Louisiana-based Edison Schwest in 2018. The unions have raised concern about Edison Schwest's labor, environmental, and safety record. Don Marcus, president of the Masters, Mates, and Pilots Union, says the cost-cutting is fueling a race to the bottom that threatens both good family-supporting jobs and the Prince William Sound itself, which is still recovering from the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster.
Looking globally for the lowest cost workers, getting rid of any kind of representation to drive prices down at the risk of safety and common sense in search of the lowest common denominator. This is endemic of the whole flight of middle class jobs, driving wages and conditions down and at the same time risking the environment.
Brought to you by the Alliance for American Manufacturing, working to prevent the loss of American jobs caused by unfair foreign competition and working to promote fair trade laws to level the playing field for American workers. Information on how you can help create smart, worker-focused public policy is online at AmericanManufacturing.org.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit LaborRadio.org.
If WGXC's FM signal on 90.7 FM is important to you, please donate now by calling 518-697-7400 or donate online at WGXC.org/donate. Your tax-deductible contribution may also be mailed to 5662 Route 23, Accra, New York, 12405. WGXC's Spring All Together Now pledge drive will continue until we raise the funds needed to meet basic FM operating expenses.
You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia Paper reports that the Kinderhook Village Board voted June 8th to raise the maintenance fee from $20 to $40 a year on sewer bills for properties connected to the Valatia sewer system. The board also voted for a $50 fee for non-village residents to rent the pavilion in Rother Mill Park, with Kinderhook Village residents still able to use the pavilion for free. The board also discussed but did not pass any rules on waiving building permit fees for non-for-profit groups. Mayor Jim Dunham wanted to study the issue further and said he is the project manager on a construction project at the Dutch Reformed Church that will soon head to the planning board and would have to pay those permit fees. The next Kinderhook board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. July 13th at the Village Hall. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that average gasoline prices fell 0.9 cents per gallon last week in New York, but they could rise again depending on a June 23rd vote in the United Kingdom. Gasoline prices now average $2.43 in New York, but Thursday's vote about whether the UK remains in the European Union could impact the cost of gas. Quote, uncertainty over the stability of the EU could impact crude and American gas prices, end quote, said Will Speer, a Gas Buddy analyst. Nationally, gas prices averaged $2.34 per gallon. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Scott Waldman reports in Politico New York that U.S. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, on June 20th, called for federal hearings about the Hoosick Falls water crisis. Hundreds of residents of the Rensselaer County town have elevated levels of a toxic chemical in their bloodstream thanks to a poisoned water supply and want to know why they were not warned against drinking their water sooner. Quote, we can't just shrug our shoulders and say, oh, bad stuff happened, Schumer said. Quote, we have an obligation to these people, so a hearing is a good thing to find out what happened. But we have to do a lot more than that. Water has to be cleaned up, people have to be tested, and whatever remediation occurs has to be done, end quote. Read the full story in Politico New York. The Albany Times Union reports that anyone who wants to cast an absentee ballot in the June 28th congressional primary election must postmark that application by June 21st. To cast an absentee ballot, visit elections.ny.gov online or contact your local Board of Elections at one of the following numbers. The Albany County office is at 487-5060. Columbia County is 828-3115. Greene County is 719-3550. Rensselaer County is 270-2990. And Schoharie County, 295-8388. This has been the WGXC News Update.
If WGXC's FM signal on 90.7 FM is important to you, please donate now by calling 518-697-7400 or donate online at wgxc.org/donate. Your tax-deductible contribution may also be mailed to 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. WGXC's Spring All Together Now Pledge Drive will continue until we raise the funds needed to meet basic FM operating expenses. Visit our web stream at wgxc.org/listen for regular pledge drive programming. Thank you.
Support for WGXC comes from listeners like you. It's listeners like you that make WGXC hands-on, independent public radio available to the community. Please join our pledge drive and make a difference today by making a donation at wgxc.org/donate or by calling 518-697-7400.
When you hear sound, when you hear radio, you hear the propagation of waves. And mood music. crystal balls are obsolete. But are they? They don't need to be plugged in. And they never need batteries. But where can you find one of those these days? You can pick up a radio at a store.
Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, June 21st, 2016. I'm Mary Sherman. Today's news highlights several stories, including gun measures blocked on Capitol Hill in the wake of the Orlando massacre, deja vu as federal court once again examines North Carolina's voting laws, and an ag gag case could have widespread implications. Our top story. A week after the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history, the U.S. Senate on Monday rejected four measures to expand background checks on gun buyers and curb sales to those on terrorism watch lists. Republicans said the Democratic bills were too restrictive and trampled on the constitutional right to bear arms. Democrats attacked the Republicans' plans as too weak. And while memorial services and funerals continue for the 49 victims of the tragedy in Orlando, a coalition of groups believes now is the time to turn grief into action.
The League of Women Voters of Florida hand-delivered a letter to Governor Rick Scott, House Speaker Steve Crisafulli, and Senate President Andy Gardner. The letter, signed by dozens of advocacy groups, asks lawmakers to return to Tallahassee for a special session on gun control before the end of the month. League President Pamela Goodman believes it's the only way to turn the tide on gun violence.
We strongly believe that an elevated discourse from the people of Florida to the only people that can actually change legislation, our elected officials, needs to happen now.
The coalition wants the legislature to make it a crime to knowingly import, sell, manufacture, transfer, or possess a semi-automatic assault weapon or large-capacity ammunition-feeding device. It is also asking the state to implement universal background checks. Governor Scott has said he doesn't believe gun control measures are the answer, and blames radical Islam for the shooting rampage. I'm Mona Shand reporting.
The latest in the race for the White House. A dramatic shakeup in the Trump campaign as the presumptive Republican presidential nominee fired his longtime campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, just a month before the party's national convention. Close source claimed Lewandowski was forced out largely because of the campaign's worsening relationship with donors and GOP leaders. Meanwhile, an analysis on Monday showed Democrat Hillary Clinton is outspending Trump on television airwaves. Between today and Election Day, Hillary Clinton has reserved $118 million in ads compared to $700,000 from Trump supporters. Today, a federal appeals court will hear oral arguments on the issue of North Carolina's 2013 election reform law, which opponents say violates the Voting Rights Act and U.S. Constitution. Stephanie Carson has more on the ongoing legal drama surrounding a case that some argue could impact the turnout of the November election.
The law requires a photo ID at the polls, puts in place early voting restrictions, and other changes. In April, a lower court ruled that it is not in violation of civil rights. Today, the case heads back to the Fourth Circuit, the same court that ordered the state restore same-day registration and out-of-precinct voting in 2014. That makes attorney Allison Riggs with the Southern Coalition for Social Justice, one of the plaintiffs in the suit, hopeful that the court will decide in their favor.
We think the facts are largely undisputed and support our claim, and that the court below just misunderstood the legal standards and misapplied them.
Supporters of the legislation say it was needed to reduce fraud at the polls, but the State Board of Elections says there is no instance of widespread voter fraud in the state.
In New York, a victory for criminal justice reform as a bill giving the state full responsibility for funding this public defense system passed in the final hours of the legislative session.
It's been more than 50 years since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states must provide a lawyer to criminal defendants who can't afford one, but New York turned that responsibility over to the counties, which provided disparate levels of representation. Susan Gotterer with the New York Civil Liberties Union says this bill will provide not only a lawyer, but money for investigators and forensics.
All of the things that the power of the state brings to bear now guarantees that the defendant will also have access to these kinds of services that are necessary to mount a good case.
The bill also limits the number of cases a public defender can handle at once. The NYCLU expects Governor Andrew Cuomo to sign the bill into law. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Some Arizona school districts are spending the summer updating their sex education lesson content. Since sex ed isn't required in Arizona schools, there is inconsistency across the state on how the topic is handled, and Planned Parenthood is working to bring both consistency and accuracy to the curriculum, one district at a time. An Idaho law that discourages undercover investigations at large-scale livestock farms is headed for a showdown in federal court, and a case that could have implications across the West. We get the story from reporter Suzanne Potter.
Last summer, a district court struck down Idaho's so-called ag gag law. The state appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and on Monday, a coalition of animal welfare groups filed its brief in the case. It blasts the 2014 law, which made it illegal for workers at factory farms to record the operations and for anyone to omit their affiliation with an advocacy group or media organization on a farm job application. Matthew Liebman with the Animal Legal Defense Fund calls the law a serious violation of the First Amendment.
Numerous undercover investigations have exposed unsafe food handling practices and horrific cruelty to animals. It's incredibly important that these kinds of investigations be able to take place and educate the public on what's happening at these highly secretive facilities.
Supporters of the law, officially the Agricultural Security Act, say it protects farm owners' privacy and property rights.
I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.
If WGXC's FM signal on 90.7 FM is important to you, please donate now by calling 518-697-7400 or donate online at wgxc.org/donate. Your tax-deductible contribution may also be mailed to 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. WGXC's Spring All Together Now pledge drive will continue until we raise the funds needed to meet basic FM operating expenses. Visit our web stream at wgxc.org/listen for regular pledge drive programming.
One, two, three, ah!
I have little more. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I love you. A, B, C, D. Can I bring my friends to E, F, G, H, I, J? I love you. Sail the ship. Jump the tree. Skip the rope. Look at me. All together now. All together.
Your tax-deductible contribution may also be mailed to 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. WGXC's Spring All Together Now pledge drive will continue until we raise the funds needed to meet basic FM operating expenses. Visit our web stream at wgxc.org/listen for regular Pledge Drive programming. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. What's going on, Hutt City? This is the Drive Time Radio Show on WGXC 90.7 FM. And before we get into it, I just want to remind everybody to keep shows like Drive Time on the air and other great shows that are on this network. We need y'all to pledge. We're in the middle of our All Together Now Pledge Drive, and to pledge any amount is definitely appreciated.
Yeah,
you can call in at 518-697-7400, or you can go to www.wgxc. Excuse me, .org/donate.
One, two, three, four. Can I have a little more? Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I love you.
One, two, keep it on. Listen to because we keep it till dawn. Listen to the ass track, got it going on. Listen to the ladies, come on and let me spawn. Pour your eggs, then you go up the river. Listen to the ass track, that freaky nigga.
Now I'm at rock, not shocked, not thinking, not talking. I can't stop with nobody rocks. See, I got fun like jump stars. Getting fast fast. Can't be the bike and I'm rocking the whole
floor. From the M to the C to the A, there's a bus. The rhymes that we boss on the topic of lust.
And my mouth is not blood. Let me get down to the rhythm. Let's get funky and I'm shooting on my chism like John Cole, the X-rated nigga. Listen to this cause I am the ill figure. Nobody getting any bigger than this. The phone is ringing, oh my god.
See what's happening.
Ad rocks down with the Ioni. Listen to this cause both of them is phony. Gotta do it like this, like Chachi and Tony.
Well, she's the cheese and I'm the back right. So why all the fight? Why all the fuss? Cause I yeah. You know I'm getting silly. Got a grandma, it's a letter grandma, silly.
I'm the grandma, friends, and I'm also a member. Born on the girls, in the front of the river. I do the patty, you get the kicks, you don't remember. Well, I put the beat like a shit in a
foot.
To, like my name was Bismarck, but I had to do this. Just let me embark on the lyric, on the noun and the verb. Let me get off, cause no, I'm not the herb.
Well, it's not the herb, but the spice with the flavor. Just play out the mood with the flow for ya. Here we go, a word on the topic, yes. I like to catch you when it comes the morning. Woo, I'm at the station.
Scorpio,
and when I got the flow, I'm doctor on the go. So Q-tip, but you on the mic more.
Because I had to talk about the times when I'm rhyming, when the MCs come on my face, I'm like Mace. Cause I'm back and forth with the quills. Cause I had to tell you, nigga, cause I keep it under frills. Rest the 191168 half of a former boulevard.
Yeah,
boulevard,
but I'm from Manhattan, and MCA's from Brooklyn. Yeah, MCA, you should be cooking.
Mantis on the court, and I can't be beat with your team. What's up? Got the symbols on the toes, and this is how it goes. So, 1, 2, oh my god.
1, 2, oh my god. I just got the kung fu, check the hammer, keep trap, kick. Never, ever, ever smoke crack, crack, crack.
Never, ever, ever whack. I eat pineapple now or later. Listen to me now, listen to me later. Cause I know I didn't make it to my career. But yo, technically, I'm as hard as steel.
Look at me.
This is New York's Celestial Tracks.
with Bleed With Me. With Me, with a B. Off his From the Womb EP. Indeed. We are in the middle of our All Together Now Spring Pledge Drive. And it would mean the world to us at WJXC if you would call 697-7400 in the 518 area code and pledge to donate. It's also tax deductible for you accountant types.
I'm DJ Neva Wartell and special guest Jen Dubois. So one more time, we're going to ask you to call.
Si por favor llame 518-697-7400 para hacer una donación o visitar a la web wgxc.org y hacer el botón de donar. Gracias.
And the
and
number
in English,
518-697-7400 and wgxc.org/donate. Thank you very much for anybody who has called.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alan Sclarett coming to you from our WGXC studio here in Hudson, New York. We also broadcast from Acre and from Catskill, New York. But at the moment, we're coming to you from Hudson Live, bringing to you our biweekly edition of Crossroads in Rhythm. And as many of you listeners know, many of you listeners who have yet to donate to our All Together Now Pledge Drive are aware that we are in the midst of this drive and we are not getting the responses that we would like to get. So if you haven't donated, here is... This day gives you the opportunity to do what you haven't done so far. And just know that every little bit adds up. I know that many people who listen to us don't feel like their donation would make much of a difference or don't want to go through the process of calling us or going online. Well, you know, if you want to make a donation, you've got to go through the process of doing it. So it isn't so terrible. You will speak to very nice people on the phone if you call, and you will certainly be sending by internet to very nice people on the other end. We intend to be very nice people. We are public servants, for God's sakes. So... don't be afraid of us, and don't be afraid that we would not be happy to receive your $2, your $5, or whatever it is you have to donate.
If WTXC's FM signal on 90.7 FM is important to you, please donate now by calling 518-697-7400 or donate online at wgxc.org/donate. Your tax-deductible contribution may also be mailed to 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. WGXC's Spring All Together Now Pledge Drive will continue until we raise the funds needed to meet basic FM operating expenses. Visit our web stream at wgxc.org/listen for regular Pledge Drive programming.
One, two, three,
Thank you.
I bring my friends T, E, F, G, H, I, J, I love you. Sail the ship, jump the tree, skip the rope. Look at me. All together now. All together now. My friend to bed, pink, brown, yellow, orange, and blue. I love you. All together now.